absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We're delighted to be joined in studio this morning by Denise Less and Fiona Ní Gonail from Tumgraney Harp Festival, which is taking place the 5th to the 7th of April. So the weekend after Easter, weekend after next. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to tell us a little bit about it, Fiona?
Yeah, so the Tumgraney Harp Festival started in 2016 under the artistic direction of Elizabeth Afalter, who was
living in the village.
Yeah. So it's kind of been going from strength to strength ever since then. So this year we have a fantastic lineup of events. We have workshops, we have a harp makers discussion, we have a concert, we have free recitals. There is absolutely kind of loads going on over the weekend, and we hope that people will come out and support the event.
And of course, it starts on the Friday night, Friday the 5th. There's an opening session at Nuala's. That's sort of an open house, isn't it? There's always great music at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have Cliona Donlan and Seamus Bugler that are coming to lead the session, but everybody is welcome. And we had a fantastic opening session last year, and I know it'll be wonderful again this year.
And do they come from other parts of the country as well, apart from just Clare?
Yeah, people do. They come from all over, so it's great to kind of see the festival being supported.
And of course, Denise, it's not just a harp festival. There are other, I mean, Cliona's doing a workshop in it, you're involved in it. I'm not sure, is Manus involved this year?
Manus is as well.
There's workshops in the concertina as well.
So we're delighted.
It's very varied.
To include the fiddle and the concertina, sure you couldn't get.
Better
instrument in County Clare, the concertina so strong as well.
And who's doing the concertina workshop? Gormley?
Mains. Yeah, so she's from Drogheda, she's coming down actually. So she would have studied music in UL, and she runs the Boyne Trad Fest as well, which started last year. So we're actually very lucky to have her
coming down to
do the concertina workshop this year. So we have a different tutor every year. It's a chance for, I suppose, local players to have the opportunity to work with people from different parts of the country as well.
And I see here there's intermediate and advanced harp workshops. Now, when you're saying intermediate, that's obviously for people. Is there anything for beginners? Oh, there is. Sorry,
there's
Susan,
a beginner's one. Harp workshop.
Do you have to have a harp to go to that one? That's what I was going to ask you.
Yes, for the beginner. Okay. So that's the only requirement, is that you have a harp to take part in the workshop. Yeah. And then for the intermediate and advanced, it's a minimum of 2 years playing experience to be able to take part. So it's kind of trying to accommodate, you know, beginner to advanced, and kind of give them an opportunity. So last year was our first year introducing the beginner workshop, and it actually was very popular. So hopefully we'll get support again this year.
And then on the Saturday afternoon in St. Cronan's Church, you have a demonstration of, is it the harp?
Yes, so we have in the afternoon, it's like a harp makers discussion and a recital. So we will have Callan harps and narrow water harps coming. And we've also been sponsored by Harrington Harps, but unfortunately he can't make the festival this year. But we're hoping to have, we'll have a selection of the harps there, and we'll also play them so people will get a good feel for a contrast between each sound. Because, you know, if you're thinking of investing in a harp, or if you just, you know, like to come and listen, each harp is so different. And so it's great, I suppose, to be able to hear the selection of harps being kind of played side by side.
Well, I remember years ago, I'd say it was one of the first festivals going over from the radio to, you know, to talk to some of the harp makers at the time, where the Woolen Mills is now on the left-hand side, which used to be Joyce's, and all the harp makers, as you mentioned there, Callan, and all the different ones were there. And it was great to chat to them and sort of, you know, hear about the amount of work that goes into making a harp. It was unbelievable. I suppose, like everything, you know, you kind of see a harp and you say, oh yeah, a bit of work in that. But there really, really is an awful lot of work, and the different types of timber that goes into making them, you know, and the strings and everything. It was amazing.
Yeah, the craftsmanship that goes in, and all the detail. And I suppose we kind of, you see someone playing it and you take for granted the hours of work that kind of went into making the beautiful instrument. So I guess it's raising awareness around that as well by having harp makers there, because it's all part and parcel of, you know.
Yeah, and when you're travelling around, you need to be very careful about, I mean, you can't just fire it into the bush
put it in the overhead.
try to be careful with it, you know, I suppose, and making sure it's secure. If you're travelling in the car, if you're going on a flight, a hard case, you know, so you have to mind it to a certain extent, but they are a bit more robust than people actually think, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
What's your role, Denise? What way are you involved?
I'm involved in the concert on the Saturday night.
Okay.
And I have some students playing, and I'm going to get together with Michael Grogan as well and his students. So
very good.
We're kind of doing a few selections between us.
That's all in the concert on the Saturday night.
On the Saturday night.
That sounds really, really good. And of course, we're giving away two tickets to that concert, which have very kindly been donated by the Tumgwaini Harp Festival. And of course, if you've been listening all along, we have given the answer away lots of times. So it's where is the Harp Festival taking place the weekend after next?
And so text it to 089-258-2647.
We'll give away that just before news time today. So the tickets are €10 for that, and well worth it. Is there a few singers involved in that this year? Sometimes there are.
There are Sandra O'Halloran.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, is going to sing. So
are these
like
choiring it this year?
No, they're not.
Okay, yeah. You see, there's a lot going on, and I suppose for a group like that, you have to gather everybody together, you know, don't you really? Okay. Yeah. And then I see there's a lunchtime recital performance as well on the Sunday.
Yes, so there's a workshop, so it's a new addition that we added last year. It's a harp ensemble workshop, so sometimes harp players who are already in an ensemble will come, or people who want an experience of playing as part of an ensemble. Yeah. So the tutors arrange the music, and you pick a level that's suitable to your ability, and we go through it and pull it all together in the workshop, and then there's a performance of that music after. Okay. So that's open and free to the public for anyone that might be interested in coming to hear some harp music on the Sunday.
And where is that on? Is that
St. Cronan's Church
as well?
And that's a beautiful setting.
It's just
and the acoustics. The acoustics are really fabulous, just beautiful. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really lends itself to something like that, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And then that evening at 5 p.m. in Nuala's. You have another session.
Yeah, so the closing session on the Sunday. Yeah, so again, it's an open session, and that anybody who would like to come and join is absolutely welcome. And we always have a great closing session.
It's an open house.
Yeah, exactly. Our local base in Nuala is great. Yeah.
4 o'clock on the Saturday, harp competitions. What does that involve?
So the harp competitions, historically we've had an under-18 kind of open harp competition, and the idea is that they put together a selection of music, so it's a great bit of entertainment. Again, it's free to the public if anyone wants to come in and listen. They put together a selection of maybe 5 minutes of music, and then we have two judges that will select a winner at that, and there's some cash prizes if there's any harp players out there listening that might be interested in taking part. So that's the under-18 kind of solo competition. Then there's also a group competition, which is for mixed instruments. So the only thing is that it would have to feature one harp to be eligible for that competition. Again, you put together a selection of music, and lovely piece of entertainment. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of usually different arrangements and different music being explored. And this year then we introduced two new competitions. So there is a harp ensemble competition, so for 3 to 6 harps, so purely for harp. And then we also introduced a novice competition, so that's for harp players who are playing less than 2 years, and it's just two pieces
of beginners who have
never won a competition before. Great. So it's a novice competition to encourage
of
them
course.
Kind of into it as well to make it a bit more accessible.
Yes. So there really is something for everybody, because I see Cliona Donnelly, our own Cliona, at 10 a.m. on the Saturday morning as well, is doing a fiddle workshop.
Yeah.
And where is that taking place, Denise?
Is it in St. Cronin's?
It doesn't say here, it's
Brian Brew, the VEC. The concertina and the fiddle usually take place up there, and then the harp workshops would be down at the parish house in St. Cronin's.
It's great to have all the places, really.
It's brilliant, they're all close together, so near, walking distance for a festival.
The competition registration really is the parish house, so that's probably is the hub really for the weekend. Any inquiries, I suppose, really to go there, we'll have a base in the parish house, so registrations, everything will all take place there,
so there'll be always committee members on hand.
And is it all locals that are helping you out over the weekend?
Oh yeah,
and the committee and everything. Denise,
there are, there's a on the committee. They're all local.
Okay.
We're great to have like a really good community within the village. Yeah. So our committee would be all, they're all local actually. Local. And then
we're not naming names in case you forget anybody.
We have a few people then that come in on the weekend of the festival to help us that are local as well. So, you know, who may have had kids who've played the harp, who've been involved in the past. So people are great for getting on board and supporting the festival.
So like it's a full day looking at it here on the Saturday from 9:15 a.m. really until after the concert on Saturday night. It really, really is, it's something all day, isn't there? Mm-hmm. And I presume, you know, after the concert people will probably head back to Nolas and there might be a little bit of an ad hoc session there maybe or something.
It usually is.
Nothing planned, but it might happen.
Exactly. Sometimes they're the best sessions.
So do you think it's expanding every year, or are you kind of trial and error, maybe trying different things each year to see, you know, what's going to be on the agenda for next year, or what way does that work?
So we're constantly adding new things, and we're gaining feedback, you know, year to year, and we're trying to listen to what people want. So hence the addition of the beginner workshop, the novice competition this year, so different things. So we're trying to listen, adapt and change, because we're part of a living tradition.
Of course.
I think it's really important that, you know, we do adapt so that we stay current with what, you know, harp players and other musicians are kind of looking for.
And what's the youngest age that they'd start playing the harp at? The kids?
Usually about, I'd say, maybe 5 or 6. Some of them I've taught kids that young. So there you go.
Obviously there are small harps as well.
They're different sizes. So if you're coming over the weekend, you'll see Callan Harps in particular makes the different sizes. Okay. So he probably will have some different ones on display.
Yeah. And Fiona, if a child decided in the morning, you know, maybe I'd like to play the harp, can they go to you? Do you rent harps or anything for them just to see? Do they want to continue on doing it?
Yeah, I'd always advise that they rent first, because it's a huge commitment, as you can imagine.
And if they decide then they don't want to, you know, after having purchased one, it would be.
Exactly. Yeah, so, so there's a few different, like I have a limited amount of instruments that I'll allow students to use if they're taking it up, but also the harp makers would offer kind of a rental scheme as well.
Oh, very good.
So there's a few different options for parents. If they're interested in getting started.
And I mean, harps are quite expensive, aren't they? What's the, you know, I suppose there's such a different range. I won't even ask you about the one you have here in studio, because I'm not going to touch it. but in general, we'll say starting off, a harp for, you know, a small child, what, the small ones, what do they work out at if they were to start?
You could be looking at €1,000
There's
still a little bit of an investment, but if you get a good quality instrument and you do invest, you will always sell it on, you know what I mean? So you'd never be kind of.
So there is a market for selling them on, is there? Would you find the same as well, Denise, with your instrument?
With, no, you can buy a violin for €150.
Can you really?
That's not expensive.
It's not. No, it's not too bad. I mean, and they'll be okay for beginners, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes then. So both of you don't need to spend as much.
You teach, obviously, as well, Denise. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And again, what age do your students start?
They could be from 7 up.
Okay.
So you can get a small violin as well, you know. So.
And are there children in your students that are playing in the concert? Are they adults?
Well, they're secondary school. They're all secondary school.
Okay. So they're not children. Second year, are they? Third. Well, they would like to be classed as children, would they?
They're young adults.
Teenagers.
Teenagers, exactly.
Covers everything, doesn't it? Okay. So are they looking forward to this? Because they probably don't get much of an opportunity, really, to.
No, it's great to get an opportunity like
this.
It's
a great experience.
Yeah, it is. And with COVID, we had an awful kind of lull in chances to perform, so a lot of them kind of got out of the habit of it, and now it's great to have any opportunity, so they're looking forward to
it.
They're a little bit nervous about it, you know, apprehensive but no, they'll be fine once. It'll be great.
But it's great for people like that to get the opportunity, and they're local, are they?
Oh, they are,
They'll be taking this. And Fiona, have you any, you need name names, is there anyone from this area that you're teaching the harp?
Denise is teaching some of them in secondary school.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So doing our bit for getting the harp in tradition, keeping it going here, you know, trying to build on the work that Lizzie kind of started.
Excellent. And where are you based now? Where do you do your classes?
So I'm actually based in County Limerick, but I'm actually working with Music Generation and Clare. Generation, I'd be based in Ennis, and then we travel around the county.
So you do your classes in Ennis then, do you?
So there'd be like an instrument hub, and there's actually one in Ennis Shannon and Ennis Diamond.
So it's kind of starting to take off, which is great.
And
that's
great. As over the last number of years, I would think it has become more popular, would you think?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's a big kind of a resurge in the interest in the harp, which is wonderful.
It's lovely.
And in all Irish music, there seems to be a kind of a revival of interest. Which is great.
It's more fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Because my mom always said when she played music, you know, was considered not very cool when she was a teenager, whereas now you'd be nearly trying to hide your instrument on your back, but now it's not a thing at all.
But it's cool now, isn't it?
Definitely, which is great.
You were saying there your mother had an instrument. Did you is that where you developed your interest in it? You know, was it always the harp, or do you play other instruments?
So, my mom's side of the family, that's where the music came from. So my mom plays the fiddle, and I have an aunt that plays the concertina, and then two aunts that played the harp. So that's where the harp comes. Granny decided she wanted another harp player in the family, so I got elected.
It's not an instrument that you would see too often as such in families. But say, Denise, now, you know, the fiddle would be quite common, maybe, and the accordion, and, you know.
Exactly.
Okay.
But,
not taking away from it. I'm just saying that it's more widely used, it's only kind of more popular now.
Back in the 80s now, you'd rarely meet a harpist in the 80s in sessions. But it's great, the music, it's lovely in traditional music
to hear the harp, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's really, I mean, that tune
that you play there was beautiful. Yeah, what was that tune called?
That was called Eleanor Plunkett. It's a harp piece composed by Thurlock O'Carolan. So the two instruments just kind of blended really nicely on it, I thought.
Yeah, it
was nice.
Would you have another tune to play us out in a couple of minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. So Tungwini is the place to be from the 5th to the 7th. There's something going on all the time, so check out your Facebook page, your website. There's posters all over Tungwini and Scariff. The concert is on this Saturday night. Tickets are €10 available at the door, and it promises to be absolutely wonderful. You've listed out loads of people, including your students that are going to be, and yourselves, singers.
And Friday night and Newlist then as well.
Friday night and Sunday evening as well.
And can I just give a quick mention to that we have the wonderful Maureen Kosick coming to do the intermediate and advanced workshop, and also Shauna Davey from Dublin. So we have like two kind of internationally renowned harp players.
So great to get them. Absolutely.
And then all the information is on our website, tungwiniharpfestival.ie.
Our contact is here, and we can put you in touch with the two ladies of the committee. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in, and the best of luck with your festival.
Thank you.
So now, take it away, ladies. Okay.